All right, my top 10 things you should do to keep your dog healthy. Number one, vaccinate. All dogs should follow a schedule of vaccinations to prevent diseases. It's the responsible thing to do for your dog and for all the other dogs that he'll come in contact with. Keep your dog current on his vaccinations, follow the schedule recommended by your vet, and make sure you keep a copy of your dog's vaccination records handy along with your vet's phone number and the number of the local 24-hour emergency clinic. God forbid. Number two, prevent disease. It may sound like we've just covered this, but not so. You can take steps to prevent other diseases not covered by the regular series of vaccinations. Your dog could be at risk for diseases such as heartworm. Ask your vet for advice on prevention and consider health insurance for your dog. And the number three thing to do to keep your dog healthy is prevent fleas and ticks. I love it when they start biting your ankles. Fleas and ticks are parasites. They cause discomfort, but they can cause serious diseases too. Keep your dog, his bedding, and your home free from parasites with good cleaning habits. Again, talk to your vet about this. And number four, know your dog's patterns and habits. You should become familiar with your dog's patterns in terms of eating, drinking, sleeping, and relieving himself. Any major variations in these patterns could indicate illness, and you should report them to your vet. For example, excessive drinking can sometimes be a sign of diabetes. Number five, bathe your dog. A clean dog is a healthy dog. It's that simple. Bathe your dog on a regular basis, appropriate to his breed and environment, and don't overdo it either. Overbathing can be harmful to a dog's skin. Use a good shampoo and be sure to rinse very well. If bathing your dog is more than you can handle, then take him to a groomer. Which leads nicely to number six on my list, groom your dog. All dogs should be groomed regularly for health and well because it makes them so pretty. Some short-coated breeds need nothing more than a quick brushing every week. Some longer-coated breeds need a daily brushing to prevent matting and to reduce shedding. If your dog needs the clipping or sculpting, you may want to consult a professional groomer. After all, you don't cut your own hair, do you? Number seven, clip those nails. Keeping your dog's nails short will keep him comfortable, prevent injury to his feet, and your hardwood floors will thank you. If you can hear your dog's nails clicking on the hard surface, then they need to be trimmed. Ask your vet for advice on clipping your dog's nails yourself. It isn't hard, and most vets will be happy to show you. Yet, if you are uncomfortable with it, then do take your dog to the vet. They have Quick Stop, which is a powder to stop the bleeding in case the quick is cut. And it can be tricky to cut a dog's nails that are black, as it's impossible to see that fine line. Number eight, clean those teeth. Just like with humans, to prevent tooth decay and gum disease, dogs need clean teeth. Most dogs will accept a toothbrush. That's a doggy toothbrush. If you introduce it slowly and gently, you can also give your dog products such as hard biscuits, rope bones, and nylon chews to keep his teeth clean. These products help, but you still need to do a proper cleaning from time to time. If you don't want to do it yourself, I'm sure your vet would be more than happy to help. And number nine, prevent obesity. It's as important for dogs as it is for us. Keep your dog healthy by maintaining him at appropriate weight. Feed him a well-balanced diet and give him plenty of exercise. Don't give in to begging, because once a beggar is always a beggar. And dogs don't generally have willpower, so you'll have to have it for him as well as for yourself. I never did with my cocker, and she used to bark at me until I gave her my banana or a teaspoon of yogurt. Boy, did she have me well-trained. And last but not least, the number 10 thing to do to keep your dog healthy is know your breed's health risks. You should be aware of common health problems in your breed, how to prevent them, how to recognize them. For example, some giant breeds are prone to bloating, while some short-faced breeds are more likely to have respiratory problems. You'll know about this if you did all your research beforehand, but it's still a good idea to ask your breeder or your vet for information about any signs or symptoms that you should watch out for in your pet. Your breeder can also help with any issues that may run in the family. Not your family, that is, the dog.